Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
John, who saw these things, and we'll look at this in verse number one, how he was caught up. And these things which must be hereafter, which is yet future to come. He saw all these things. He wrote them down. He saw the what we would call the rapture, the translation. He saw the tribulation period. He saw the seals that were open. He saw the trumpets that were blown. He saw the bowls, the vials of wrath, the seven that was poured out. He wrote it all down. He saw all these terrible things that came from the depths of hell. All the hail from heaven and just the blood that went to the horse's bridle. He saw all this. He saw the millennial reign of Christ, yet future. He saw the new heavens and new earth. He wrote this down, New Jerusalem coming down. He saw all that. But it's amazing in Revelation chapter number 22, as he's closing that book, the next to last verse in the scripture, Jesus says three times, and you've heard this before, but just to kind of just to pull it all together, and then we'll get in Revelation 4. John saw all of this, and Jesus said three times, I come quickly, surely I come quickly, surely I come quickly. Three times he said that in Revelation chapter number 22. And at the end of the chapter, John, who saw all these things, he said, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Literally means even now. John was looking for the coming of Christ when he closed the book of the Revelation. No doubt about it. He was standing on his tippy toes of anticipation. Even so, come, oh, come, Lord Jesus, even now. He did not say, come, Antichrist, so that Jesus could come. We're never taught in Scripture to look for the Antichrist. Never, not once. But we're taught many times to look for the Christ. And if John would have thought that Jesus, if John would have known that Jesus would come during the tribulation period after the revealing of Antichrist, which a lot of people believe, then John, out of necessity, would have said, even so, come Antichrist, so that Jesus could come. Are you following? But he didn't. He said, even so, come, Lord Jesus. There's nothing hindering the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ today. He can come anymore. With that in mind, let's begin in Revelation chapter 4, verse number 1. John the Apostle writes, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, after this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show you these things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne, my eyes are, was, what is that, is that? What is that? Was set in heaven, and one that sat on the throne. I'm going to have to get a large print Bible. He that sat was to look upon, this, that's terrible. He that sat was to look upon like jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment. And they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunders and voices, thunderings and voices. And there were seven lamps of fires burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Let me just interject right here. From here on out till the end of the book of the Revelation, I counted the first few chapters from Revelation 4 on that this is a continual thought, because every verse begins with and, just about every verse. There are some that you interject, but after you get out of this chapter, every verse, and, hope you catch this, with a thought, it's continual. There's no pause. With that in thought, with mine, verse number 6, and before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal, and in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were four beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast was like a calf, and the third beast had a face as a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. Again, time won't allow me to get into this. I wish I could really spend time just on this. What are these things, these beasts in there? Matter of fact, I never forget Daddy years ago said the reason God hasn't revealed this to us, that we'd seen these things, some of us would be scared to death to see what's in heaven. Paul said, eyes have not seen nor ears have heard what God has prepared for. There's things in heaven we can't even imagine. God's opening the canopy so we can see these things, these beasts and their cherubim. And by the way, Satan, now this isn't a study of Satan, of Lucifer, but he was once one of these. Okay, that cherub, that high anointed. And again, one day we'll look at, when we get deeper into the book of Revelation, we'll spend a little bit of time on Satan and how he's cast out of heaven in the middle of the week, middle of the tribulation period. And the angel flies around the earth saying, whoa, 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 unto the inhabitants of the earth, because Satan is cast down among you. And he will be here literally on this earth. Even though he's on this earth walking as a roaring lion right now, he has access to the heavenlies, accusing the brethren. But at the middle of the tribulation, he will be confined here on the earth. I mean, this is where he's going to be, and he's going to wreak havoc, him and the Antichrist. And he will possess the Antichrist. And I can't wait till we get to that section of Scripture. I ain't going to be here. We're going to be in heaven. You know, and the judgment seat of Christ, and later the marriage supper lamb, and all the weddings and all this taking place. But just so you have the picture, Satan will, when the Antichrist is slain in the middle of the week, 3.5 years, and he is slain and he lays in state and he rises supposedly from the dead. That's another subject when we get to it. Satan is cast out of heaven, and so Satan enters into the Antichrist. And the people of the earth says, who can make war with this beast? He was dead, now he's alive. There's different thoughts. What did he really, was he really dead? We'll look at that later on. But Satan is involved heavily in the tribulation period, and he was one of these beasts of cherubs. He was what we call the high sheriff. I like to use that term. Before he was cast out of heaven, he was one of God's chief angels, if you want to call them in that category overall, but he wasn't so much an angel, he was a cherub, that anointed this cherub, but that cherub that covereth back, and we see that in Ezekiel and Isaiah, I believe. Anyway, verse number 8, and the four beasts had each of them 6 wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. When those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. By the way, that one verse is tremendous. Why did God create heavens and earth? Why did he create me and you? Why did he make these things? Well, he created all these things for his pleasure, for his good pleasure. If you don't have to count them, but in this one chapter, in this one, somebody's talking. Sound like me. Anyway, in this one chapter, it's mentioned, the word throne is mentioned 14 times in this one chapter. It's all about the glory and the honor that's given to him. Let me just say one other thing and I'm going to move on. Okay. When we sing that song, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that'd be. We're not going to see what we would call 3 thrones up there. There's one throne. There's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. We're only going to see Jesus Christ when we get to heaven. We're not going to see God the Father. Why? He's invisible. Peter talked about to the invisible God. So when we get to heaven, the only part of the Godhead we will ever see is Jesus Christ. But when we see him, we see the Father. Remember that? He was talking in John chapter number 14. And that was to Philip. When Philip says, yeah, show us the Lord, show us the Father, and it suffices us. In other words, it will satisfy us. And Jesus replied, haven't I been with you long enough, you hard-headed Baptist preacher? Been with you 3.5 years, and by now you should know that if you've seen me, you've seen the Father.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.